A little bottle is getting some big attention from the Maine legislature. Nips liquor bottles have moved from hotel mini bars and airline service carts into the convenience stores of Maine, and the empties are piling up along the roadways. As A.J. Higgins reports, some in the legislature have proposed adding the tiny glass bottles to the bottle bill.
The clink of bottles and clunk of aluminum cans reverberate through the cavernous sorting floor of the Bangor Redemption and Discount Beverage Center on Broadway. And while Alberta Sudik, the company's general manager, is always anxious to increase business, she's not crazy about the prospect of her crews hand-sorting empty 50-milliliter booze bottles. In fact, she says she questions the sanity of anyone who would even consider such an idea.
I think they're nuts. Plain, pure, and simple. They're nuts.
Sudik's team of more than a dozen sorters can quickly count and organize an onslaught of returnables as if it were second nature. She says throwing Nips bottles into the disposable stream would bog down the works and increase labor costs.
These guys are really used to the fact that they can pick up, they know how many they're picking up in each hand as they're counting them, be it two or three in each hand, and they're counting by that. These little itty-bitty things, there's no way of telling how many you're going to grab in a handful. So they've really got to double their efforts as to what they're looking at. Do we even take it? Do we have a distributor? Did it come from Maine?
There are about a half dozen bills seeking to expand Maine's bottle bill to include not only Nips bottles, but any bottle containing an alcoholic beverage that is smaller than 375 milliliters. Most of the sponsors, including Democratic Representative Betty Austin of Skowhegan, have been approached by constituents who are annoyed by the emerging roadside litter problem.
Different people that live in different areas of my town have even spoken about the bottles being there and that they've picked up a lot of bottles. In fact, I was at a breakfast this morning and a woman from Durham said that she finds them all the time, so apparently it's all over our state.
One of the returnable deposit expansion bills will be the focus of a public hearing Wednesday before the legislature's Environment and Natural Resources Committee. Representative Lance Harville, a Farmington Republican and co-sponsor of LD 56, says there's really only one way to get these recyclable containers off the road.
If something's worth something, when people are cleaning up the roads, they tend to either pick them up, or if it's worth 5 cents, they don't throw them out. And so that's the idea behind these things is that so far with the way we've done this in the past with other bottles, that's been helpful in keeping those particular ones that have the deposit off the side of the road.
But among the opponents are not only redemption centers, but liquor distributors as well.
First of all, as you can imagine, applying a label to a very small bottle like that is both difficult and very labor-intensive. That affects the cost.
Jay Hibbett is the Vice President of Government Relations for the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States. He says Maine would be the only state besides Iowa to impose a returnable deposit on the small bottles, a process that would require the state's liquor distributor to apply a deposit label to each bottle.
The other thing about those particular sizes are while there is a convenience factor for some people, there's also an opportunity for a manufacturer to allow a consumer to sample a new product that may be coming to market via a 50-milliliter bottle.
While there are a variety of potent beverages sold in 50-milliliter bottles being found throughout Maine, one brand, Fireball, accounts for far more sales than any other. Manager Jeff Sine says the cinnamon-flavored whiskey is a preferred item among his younger customers and warrants its own custom freezer filled with 50-milliliter Nips. Sine says if Maine were to adopt a deposit on Nips bottles, that could affect not just the demand, but the supply as well.
A lot of the big companies, you know, they have a lot of pull, and if it's going to cost them on their bottom line to add something in, they might just say, hey, we're just not going to ship to Maine.
And that would be another way to address the problem of discarded Nips bottles littering the state's highways. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.